the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show with Jamie Dunn and Clay Cassidaly. Sponsored by Motson's Automotive Service, Seats R Us, and Shady Characters.
Yes, we do. We have a very special guest.
Kelly Cork. Kelly, let's get up on this microphone here.
Sorry,
yeah,
we're going to ask me to stand up.
I'm taller sitting down.
We need to do...
test. It's all right. I'll do that.
We'll just do it as he plays.
As he goes.
Oh, sorry, Kelly.
We're used to that. Back to the 70s.
Yeah. Talk up on that microphone there,
like
mate.
This.
A bit better, yeah.
That's better.
Not like you're at the Wombai Tavern or anything. But, you know.
Yeah.
So, Kelly Cork, how old are you?
I'm probably 15 going on 57.
57?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm 68. I'm nearly dead.
Yeah.
But your stuff.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing? Because the last time we were talking out there, the last time I met you was when I was working for Zinc FM.
Yeah, Zinc on your nose. Yeah.
Yeah. And you came down with Kevin Borich.
Yeah.
Who's just man.
Yeah.
You know what a talent.
He would have come down today. You know.
Oh, would he?
Yeah, bloody oath he would have.
Yeah. Oh man, he plays. You know, like ringing a bell, doesn't he?
Yeah, still. And he's just the greatest bloke.
Yeah.
Greatest bloke.
There's not many of us left.
Oh.
Shut up, Clay.
Humble as.
You fiddle with your microphone.
Yeah.
So, influences. I mean, you're playing, you've been playing for years.
Oh, way too long.
Can you play way too long?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. John Farnham.
I was his drummer, mate.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
You know, no one could play,
But he just kept going back and coming back.
Yeah, but that's his
like
business.
A zombie.
You know, from our side of the fence.
Yeah.
We admire that because he's reinvented himself. He was dead and gone, and then he had Whispering Jack. And then, whammo, Whispering Jack was one of the... Yeah, don't...
Come on.
Mate, it is something you've got to learn, Clay. You cannot knock success in any shape or form. You can't because no, that's true. I mean, you know.
Well, we're talking about him.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're bagging him.
This is where I started.
So what's your history, though? What's your history?
My history. Look, just born and bred Mullaneyite. Grew up in the pub. My mum, she worked there for 45 years. She originally went there as a cook but couldn't boil an egg, boil water, so she went to the bar and she stayed there and... Mate, I was playing in that pub when I was 15, you know. Musos talk about now, we don't want to play any more than 2 hour sets. They were about five.
Yeah. And then you repeat.
No PA.
When you ran out, you'd repeat.
Oh, let's do that. Which one did we start off? Let's go again.
Someone would stagger out of the crowd and go, will you play Running Bear?
Yeah.
Running Bear.
Look, I just. You know, you just progressed, but I always did do my own stuff. Even when I was a young guy, I wrote my own stuff. So in the last 10 more years, that's all I've done is my own stuff. It's a hard road, but...
you got to do it because
you've got to
do it because you're pleasing yourself.
Whatever. That's right. And slowly it turns around. Slowly you come to 98.9 on a... Friday morning and play live, see? You do get there.
I wouldn't call this the pinnacle of success, our show.
Well, come on.
We played a thing the other day with Clay when he was five with his dad. Did you hear that?
It was brilliant.
Amazing.
It was brilliant, yeah.
Is that kind of how you... Who influenced you with the guitar? Like back when you were 15, was it your dad or...
No. Music-wise, maybe it was my grandfather. I grew up on Dairy Farm and my granddad was a brilliant squeeze box player. You know,
Maybe.
I don't know. But I know my brother, he did buy the first guitar that was in the house.
Yeah.
And I could only be 9 or 10 and he was telling mum that he was going to be Elvis but 3 days and it went under the bed and he wasn't getting it back out. So I dragged it out.
Yeah.
You know. And
well, some
I
people
smashed it.
Some people are destined to play. You know, they've got it in them. Like my girl Stella cracked it because I bought guitars for all my kids. And she cracked it, and she said, "You never bought one for me," and I didn't have lessons, so I bought one for her and put into lessons. 2 weeks later, she goes, "I don't want to do this."
Yeah.
And you got to respect that.
Yeah, 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 of course you do.
But I got a free nylon string out of it.
Beautiful.
Well, we better play it. Yeah. Let's play a song. I want to know a bit more about you, if that's right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Growing up on a dairy farm, everyone knows that you work your bum off.
Mm.
There's no such thing as, you know, standing on the veranda and waving to anyone on the dairy farm.
Yeah, yeah, when my old man was a timber cutter all his life, you know.
Do you listen to Farmer Brian?
I love Farmer Brian.
Yeah.
He's the coolest cat. I reckon he would have met my old man and some of the old timber boys.
What's your old man's name?
Last name, Jim. Jim Cork.
Jim Cork.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have. And there's a whole gang of them that
up and around there.
The Griggers and McGovern's are all timber fellas. I reckon he'd be connected to the end of that rope there somewhere.
All
I'm
right.
sure of it.
Well, let's just get you to play a song.
Sure.
And we're gonna now that's the sound.
Yeah, that's
someone's tied to these microphones.
You're really
up.
Good at that.
Nice, don't you? You've already said you bagged John Farnham.
Nothing wrong with an opinion, Jamie.
Oh well, you might be right there. I don't let anyone else speak.
Yeah.
Shut up. You need to come close, a bit closer to me.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly.
And we're sound checking on the... we're sound checking.
When you're singing, you need to come off that mic a little
bit. Yes, yes.
We'll just sound check. Play a little bit.
We lived on Dead End Street, where the outcasts of lives all meet. You said I'm home, where the last train whistles by. He'd take to a fair young maid, and her eyes sparkle like the jade, making ends meet, selling candles to buy her time. Won't you take this wedding band on the finger of your right hand? Sweep me off my feet. On Dead End Street, soon enough they would hatch this plan. A dog in a caravan. There's one on the rug. Yes, there's one on the way. For now they would till the soil. Home lights burn under lamps of oil. Keeping the straight, yes, and narrow line. Won't you take me down to old St. John? When I'm empty and the money's gone, sweep me off my feet. On Dead End Street, I never once heard to complain, but now they're busted up and feeling the strain. You knocked me off my feet on Dead End Street.
that jade would fade, and their lights went out with their bills unpaid. Righteous or wrong, yeah, they're headed for borrowed time. There's two young lives now are placed on hold, with the dreams and plans to be upsold. Their starry sky fall to the dark. There's one thing you could never choose, that's the changes that we refuse. Yeah, you sweep me off my feet, you sweep me off my feet, you sweep me off my feet. On Dead End Street.
Wow. Let me get this microphone back here. Jesus, Kelly.
Is he in the house?
Man. Have you been to Dead End Street?
Well, I think
sounds like
yes,
you have.
Yeah, I think we have been to Dead End Street, yes. But it's a story I picked up from... There was this huge article in the paper where they're bombarding everything about Redfern.
Mm.
You know, just giving it a hiding, you know, don't go near the place, blah, blah, all that. You know, and there was, they found a story though on two young kids, you know, they were in trouble, but they kept it together. Even though it busted up and exploded and there was kids involved, they still kept it together and they just, you know, they put things so much different, you know, than what the story read, you know. And I thought, man, and I just remember where he talked about, you know, where do you live? And he said, oh, it's on Dead End Street down the back there. But, you know, we've got something, you know.
Yeah.
And then where, and I remember he said, oh, we're the last train down past the last train. Yeah.
Well, you took me there with that song. Yeah. Well, mind you, I'm on Dead End Street as we speak, you know. I might be smiling, but I think I'm on Dead End Street.
So that's my little homage to those pair, you know.
Oh, well, I'm not going to play anything from your CD. I want another one. I don't want another one live. That's
Before you play one more, that guitar looks very old.
Your pa's probably got something like this, I'd reckon, Clay. This is a 1972, this one, and it's a rare little
Maiden, is it?
Yeah, It's there's a real story behind this old girl.
What is that story
behind it? Had it a long time, and it was given to me by a fellow that dragged it all over the countryside. And I've written a lot of songs on this guitar, but it was always just a kitchen guitar where the neck was just bowed, bent up. You know.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you needed eight hands to push the strings.
Push the strings down. The action was just you could drive something under there.
But it was honest. Like it hurdles. Was honest, right? And one year, you know, because I've had different bands, original bands, and we finally got a gig at the Gympie Muster. I nearly die of old age before I get there. But I finally got a gig at the Gympie Muster, right?
You're not alone.
finally got a gig at Gympie Muster. Little gig out the back, you know, where all the musos come and have their coffee and their martinis and whatever after their shows.
Mm.
So it was a pretty prime gig for us. And we're out the back there, and we'd done a set of songs, and a fella come over and he said, mate, I'm such and such from making guitars. How could I help? You know, can I help you? And I said, absolutely. I said, I had all my guitars ripped off. I haven't got a guitar I can plug in. I borrowed some mate's tack of mine. I said, I'd love
it. Is that a mate?
I'd love I'd love an acoustic guitar I could plug in. He said, oh, well, we'll do you a deal. We'll give you, like, you know, acoustic guitar. And I thought, oh, hang on, could you make my old mate and play and I can plug it in at gigs?
Yeah.
He said, sure. So I sent that down, right? This yeah, old 72 that one. There. This one down to him.
Just for the listeners, it looks like the one that Willie Nelson plays. Yeah, it's been played that much. That,
yeah, and so I sent it down, and it come back, and it was the most golden thing. You know, it was, whew, bang, this tone just burst out of it.
Mm.
And it played perfect, and I could plug it in, and it still had its patina. They didn't touch that, you know. So I must ring them. So I went through all the channels to ring someone at Maiden Guitars. The lady said, oh, no one ever wants to speak to anyone here, but I'll find someone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll find someone. Well, I just got my guitar back. Surely an old 72, surely someone will know that. On the phone comes this little voice. Hi, it's Sutton. I said, but I just got my Maiden back. Did you restore it? And he said, was it a 72 model? I said, oh, I think it was a 70. I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, yeah. Did you restore it? And he said, yes. And I said, well, what a brilliant job. What a brilliant job. I said, I always want to know its age and whatever. He said, I can tell you because I built it in 72. Oh, wow.
You found the maker of that guitar.
He said, I built it. My name's on the inside. He said, I put my name on the inside in pencil. Underneath, he said, "I'm still in there." I said, "Well,
oh, that's incredible, mate. You should play the guitar now. That song, the guitar. We'll come back after the news, and I want to hear some more from you, if you don't mind, Kelly."
Oh, how could I knock that back, Peter?
No, seriously, it was just fantastic. Oh, have you heard this song called "The Guitar"?
Oh, Guy Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he walks and of course his name's on the case.
His name's on the case.
You remind me of this guy. This is who you remind me of.
Well, I was passing by a pawn shop in an older part of town. Something caught my eye, and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside, and there I spied, in the middle of it all, was a beat-up old guitar hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down, and he put it in my hand. Said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Turn it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never heard it coming. It was like I always knew. I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Track of time, there was nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. The old man finally got up and said, where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in. And then he took down an old dusty case and said, go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing. And then he said, good luck. There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
me tell you what we've got in our studio now. If Kelly Cork, if I was to look at Kelly Cork right now and describe him to the listeners, I would say, imagine you're in New Orleans and you walk into a dark, dingy bar with about four people in the corner.
That's my crowd.
In the corner, you would see, oh, you know, 57, are you? 57-year-old guitarist in a Trilby hat, kind of.
Yeah, Piers Parr's hat.
Oh, yeah, with a feather in it.
Yeah.
And you're a bit of a mung bean kind of looking guy. That's the Mulaney coming out of you.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, gee, you play really cracking. So I wanted to get another. I'm going to give away some albums in a minute. Yeah, we had five to give away, but Clay's going to have one and I'm going to have one. So there's yours.
Thanks, mate.
Congratulations. Answer this question. Who's the famous guy that sings River Boy?
Willie Nelson.
Oh, pass it back.
What?
Okay, so we've got three albums to give away. We did have five, but we love it. He's playing so good. This is Friday Live. We've got Kelly Cork in the studio, and his new album is where did you take me? Dead End Street.
That's it.
So what are you going to play now, Kelly? I'm sorry to just hit you. I don't want to play recorded stuff.
No, I'm with you.
You got to be right on the mic here, mate.
Yeah. Oh, test one too. Only been in the game all my life with microphones. Now I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Usually with live players, we got to get them back off the mic because they go, you know, welcome to the Woomba Tavern.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me here on the show.
You got something to play?
I will. I'll do a song off the new album because it's new and that's the way you do things in marketing, apparently. Right.
Yeah,
apparently.
Sorry, Dan the man over there. This mic is...
That one works now, by the way.
I know. They all don't use it.
Oh.
They all tell me that and then we play it and we have a horrible experience. I need to rehearse a mic that's been fixed. Okay, there we go. I'll get a bit lower from last time. Is that better for you there, Clay?
Works for me.
Works for me too.
All right, live 98.9, Kelly Cork.
My best shot at a relationship song. It's called What's Going on the new album. Now your keeper is come and gone. You'll find something from what's been going on. It's all for the best. Yeah, but no one ever wins when you both end up with less. Say what you want now. Your keeper is come and gone. From what's been going on. What's been going on? Sunshine, oh sunshine, you're hanging around my door. But I'll go where you go. You're what I'm looking for. Say what
you want now. Your keeper is come and gone. You'll find something from what's been going on. You'll find something from what's been going on.
Man. You are nothing but class, Kelly. Seriously.
Hang on, I'll come back.
How do I not know about you?
Ah, well, Jamie, you know, I don't know, bro.
How does that happen that you there's someone so much talent, like you've been around the Mullaney pub your mum was in for, what, 40 years? You know.
Yeah. I've been out there, but maybe, you know, come on, I don't think I have to tell any of you guys, you know.
Oh, it's tough.
The music
Get up on game, that microphone,
the
mate.
Music game, the music industry is really not a lot about music. The word industry is tagged on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm afraid industry is...
It ain't
that
industry.
Part
it's a hobby.
Isn't... Yeah, that part of it, I don't really...
I always say, if you can't take getting hit in the face with a shovel, don't get into music.
It could improve my look.
Because... You know, actually, it might. But, truly, it... I'm sorry. I just have that bit of aggro in me.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
is fine. That all right? Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know... It's tough.
Yeah.
And that you've survived like this.
I'm completely at ease with it. I love getting to the stage where I've got now where you actually are performing your own songs. You're not, you know, I'm not a covers act where I know I've got to go and flog it out, you know, down the tavern.
But your songs sucked me in. Both those songs sucked me in and took me there.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know. If I think if a songwriter could... explain why they do it. I don't know. We might give it away. I don't know what that is with things story-wise. We were only just talking about, you know, Kev Bennett. Why, you know, you say why and you heard about me. What about that guy? You know, he's Premier Australia player, you know, and songwriter. There's a lot out there.
That's
a lot.
There's a lot. It relates to that knock and success thing that we were talking about before.
There's a lot.
I would much rather listen to someone like you or Kevin Bennett than someone like John Farnham.
Yeah, well,
I'm on a pedestal.
It's opinion. It's not knocking success.
That's fine.
Because sometimes no success at all.
I'm not getting a bag. I'm just saying put Kelly's name on a hall and put Kev Bennett's name on a hall and then put John Farnham's name on a hall.
Yeah.
The difficulty in the music industry is the hall would be full
but
John Farnham's
right.
in.
Yeah,
that's right. That's it.
Anyway, that's just how it is. But this is really something. Now, we're going to give away we had five albums, but we got three because Clay and I have taken one each. So 3892018 3892018. Give us a call now. We're giving away these albums. And close your eyes and punch the screen, dude.
I have.
Oh. Is there someone there? 98.9 for the best country. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you surprised you won something?
Yes, I am.
Who's this?
Wayne the driver.
Wayne the driver.
Yeah, mate.
Hello, Wayne.
Actually, my mother used to work with your father, Abraham.
You're kidding, my dad.
Yep, and she has got one of your records signed by you.
There you go. Now, that's teaching Clay about success.
That's $5.
Yeah. You'll get something for that on eBay. In about 2 years when I cark it. Well, hold the line. Now, how are we going to do this? I've got to put you on hold and get someone to take it. Okay, if you could just open that door, please, Dan. Hey, Paul, can you take some calls off hold? We're giving away 3 CDs. We have 5, but we flogged a couple. Thanks, mate. That's all right. We'll put you on hold and our secretary will get hold of you and get your name and address and everything. Okay, next one. 98.9 for the best country. Hello.
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 Mate, how you
going? Going good. Who's this?
Glenn, mate.
Glenn. All right.
Yep.
Hang on. What's happened?
That's all right.
Are we all right? Are we all right? Are we...
He's talking to Truckee.
Yeah, Billy.
Okay. Glenn, sorry, we're a bit confused in here. You've won a copy of Dead End Street by Kelly Cork. Sorry, I'm going to call you Billy.
That'll do.
You'll love it, mate. You'll love it. I'm sitting right beside the guy as he's playing. It's really something. So hold the line. You want to put him on hold? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the problem we got?
No, I've got him on hold. We'll go to one more call.
Okay. Yeah, because there's only one more album. You and I flogged him.
That's it. 98.9 FM, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
You've won one.
I'm ringing for the CD, the guy that was just playing before.
Yeah, Kelly Cork.
Yeah, he's good, eh?
It's great. It's really, really something. So just hold the line. We'll get our guy to talk to you, get your name and address, and we'll send him out to you.
Awesome.
If anything goes wrong, ring me back at the studio, okay?
Well done. There's no CD inside it, by the way.
It's just a cover.
Good on you.
All right. Now, let's finish this half hour and finish this Friday. I'm going to ask you for another song.
Oh, tootie-free.
Sorry, mate. And I'm not playing anything off the CD. I'm just such a pleasure to be sitting beside you.
No trouble.
I had no idea you were around.
Oh, I'm around.
Mate, I've had John Farnham in just in the last couple of weeks. No, I haven't. What do you got, mate? I hate to put it on you like this, but I just feel like I feel like I'm in a bar in Mullaney and you're doing it for me.
No trouble.
Okay, let me get this mic over here. You do Running Bear or anything like that?
I don't think I ever did. No. We were asked for it a many a time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or it's 5 in the evening. Still I'm wondering where I am. And I got ties that'll hold me. And I got a light that'll show me. But still I'm running fast as I can. 'Cause I'm just fine, love. And I'm doing just fine, love. And I know how to fight love. Well, I'm just fine. And now that I'm older, can I lean on your shoulder? Whispers I never like a church bell that's ringing, or somebody singing, who's left holding the bell? Well, I'm just fine, love. And I'm doing just fine, love. And I know how to fight love. Well, I'm just fine. You find a goal, even if you don't know what's been going on. It's the things you won't say that'll stand in your way. Now you're moving on. I've been moving on. 3 in the morning, or it's 5 in the evening. I fail to tell where I am. And I got ties that'll hold me, and I got light that'll show me. Still I'm running fast as I can, 'cause I'm just fine, love. I'm doing just fine, love. And I know how to fight, love. Well, I'm just fine.
Well, there you go. It's good that you didn't come in at 6 o'clock, because I would have had you play live the whole show. Seriously. Yeah. Well, man, you, I don't know. You are fantastic.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Being
you got a time up to the news, right? You got...
We've got some ads to play.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's us today.
Yeah, we're done. We're cooked. We're over. Yep. Thanks, Kelly, for coming in, mate.
Pleasure.
Oh.
Pleasure.
Pleasure for me, mate. Pleasure for me. If you don't get this album, man.
If you don't go rubber somewhere.
He'll go rubber. Yeah. Dead End Street, Kelly Cork. Get hold of it. How do they get hold of it?
I don't know. I'm fine.
You know what?
It's the Dan and Deary Breakfast Show.
Yodel-a-dee-dee-dee.
From 5 till 9 on the weekdays.
Yodel-a-dee-dee-dee.
98.9 FM.